भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट 22 एंड 23। टेक्स्ट 23 इज ऑन बोर्ड सो विल रिसाइट दिस टेक्स्ट 23। यत्पादयोर असठिधि सलिलं प्रदाय दुर्वांकुरेपि विधाय सतिं सपर्याम् अप्युत्तमां गतिसमशो भजते त्रिलोकिम् दास्वान् विक्लवमना कथमार्तिमृच्छेत्। यत्पादयो at the lotus feet of your lordship asathadhi, O great minded person who is without duplicity, salilam water, pradaya offering, durva with fully grown grass, अंकुरे विथ बर्ड्स ऑफ फ्लावर्स, अपि अल्दो विधाय अफरिंग, सतीम मोस्ट एक्जल्टेड, सपर्याम विथ वर्शिप, अपि अल्दो उत्तमाम द मोस्ट हाईली एलिवेटेड, गतिम डेस्टिनेशन, अशो सच ए वर्सिपर, भजते डिजर्व्स, त्रिलोकिम द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स, दास्वान गिविंग टू यू, अविक्लवमना विदाउट मेंटल डुप्लिसिटी, कथम हाउ आर्तिम द डिस्ट्रेस्ड कंडीशन ऑफ बीइंग अरेस्टेड रिचेत ही डिजर्व्स। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन यू कैन रीड द ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ द प्रीवियस वर्स टू देन कैन कंटिन्यू टेक्स्ट 22। ट्रांसलेशन बलि महाराज had already offered everything to your lordship without any hesitation. He has offered his land, the planets, and whatever else he earned by his pious activities, including even his own body. Text 23. By offering even water, newly grown grass or flower buds at your lotus feet, those who maintain no mental duplicity can achieve the most exalted position within the spiritual world. This Bali Maharaj, without duplicity, has now offered everything in the three worlds, How then can he deserve to suffer from arrest? Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9:26 it is stated, Patram puspam phalam toyam yome bhaktyam prayachati tadaham bhaktim aparhitam asnami prayatatmanah. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind that if an unsophisticated person with devotion and without duplicity offers at the lotus feet of the Lord a little water, a flower, a fruit or a leaf, the Lord accepts it. Then the devotee is promoted to Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Brahma drew the Lord's attention to this subject and requested that he release Vali Maharaj, who was suffering, being bound by the ropes of Varuna, and who had already given everything, including three worlds, whatever he possessed. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschati Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this verse 21, 22 and 23, these three verses are spoken by Lord Brahma. Why Lord Brahma is speaking? He is actually speaking on behalf of Bali Maharaj. He is requesting the Supreme Lord, please be merciful and release him. It's enough. Why? I think you have already read all this chapter. Bali Maharaj by now, he cannot kept his promise. Before he was so egoistic, as whatever you want I can give, only three steps, nothing. But when Lord became Trivikrama and started measuring in one step, he covered up whole material world. Second step, upper planets. Third step, nothing left. Nothing left for third step. Bali Maharaj cannot kept his promise. So he was Bamandev call his police and he get Bali Maharaj arrested by Varuna Pasa in front of everybody. See, he went to beg as a beggar. Just try to understand the situation. When he entered to Bali Maharaj's capital city, to his Jagya arena, he was a simple beggar, a small Brahman boy, dwarf. As a beggar he went. And he said, I need very simple things. Bali Maharaj said, whatever you want, please, please, please. But one thing he did. When he was entering to Bali Maharaj's arena, Jagya arena, he was so enchanting, so blissful, so powerful. She was chanting the Vedas so perfectly that all these Ritviks, all these Brahmans, the Jagyiks, and all those who are present in the assembly, Jagya assembly, everybody became totally astonished, totally captivated by his appearance. Bali Maharaj with his queen, they came forward and they wash the lotus feet of Bamandev. Now, Gangaji has not come to existence. Before that, before Ganga appeared, ఫాస్ట్ ఇన్ ది హిస్టరీ, ఇన్ ది వేదిక్ హిస్టరీ, ఫర్ ది ఫాస్ట్ టైమ్ బలి అండ్ హిస్ వైఫ్ ది కేమ్ పర్సనలీ అండ్ వార్స్ లార్డ్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. నౌ ఈవెన్ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ శంకర హస్ నాట్ గెట్ దిస్ ఛాన్స్. దిస్ బలి హీ వాజ్ అసుర అండ్ ఐ డోంట్ నో హీ ఎవర్ ఫాలోడ్ దిస్ పాత్ వీఆర్ డూయింగ్ అట్ దాట్, బట్ హీ వాజ్ ఇన్ అంటిపట్టి. హీ థ్రోన్ అవుట్ ఇంద్ర బై ఫార్ బై హిస్ పవర్. వాట్ క్వాలిటీ హీ హ్యాడ్ దట్ హీ పర్సనలీ గట్ ది ఛాన్స్ హీ అండ్ హిస్ వైఫ్ టు వాష్ లార్డ్స్ ఫీట్. హీ డింట్ నో హీస్ లార్డ్ అర్ నాట్, బట్ హీస్ బ్రాహ్మణ్ ఈజ్ ఏ ఎస్ ఐ వాంట్ టు గివ్ ఇన్ డొనేషన్. సో జస్ట్ బై వర్షిపింగ్ లార్డ్స్ ఫీట్ అండ్ టేకింగ్ చరణాదక్ హీ బికెమ్ టోటలీ క్లీన్స్డ్ ఇన్ అండ్ అవుట్ హీ అండ్ హిస్ వైఫ్ టోటలీ. దట్ ఈస్ ది మిస్టరీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ హోల్ చాప్టర్. అదర్వైజ్ నోబడి కెన్, హౌ కెన్ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్? బట్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది మిస్టరీ హియర్. ఇన్ ది బిగినింగ్ లార్డ్ అలౌస్ బలి అండ్ హిస్ వింధ్యావళి టు వాష్ హిస్ ఫీట్ అండ్ టేక్ శరణామృత. Totally scenario changed then. Then he could dare to oppose his spiritual master. He said, no, I have promised, I will sign the agreement I want to give. He said, this Brahmin is duplicate. I can see. He is not Brahmin, but he is Vishnu. He will take everything. Don't give him. Don't make, sign the agreement. I will sign, because he already cleansed in and out. And now, when Vamandev took everything by two steps, for third step he has nothing and he got arrested. Vali Maharaj is chastising him. Vali is getting chastised and Vali Maharaj don't be harassed. He, in this chapter, he was glorifying the Lord. He said, oh my Lord, I have promised, now I can understand, my Guru was telling that you are Supreme Lord. Now I can see your power. He showed me the sample of 2.5 inch feet, but now unlimited inch. You cheated me right away in my house. You come as a beggar and now everything you have taken. And you arrested me, beating me, cheating me. But still, I want to keep my promise. I don't want to be untruthful. I want to keep my promise. So please, keep your third step on my head. I am giving whatever belongs to me, that was mine. All these three planetary systems that you are mine. So you have taken everything mine. Now me remains. So take me too. Put your feet on my head. So he gave his body. So when Lord is there, so many demigods and many were there, Brahma was there too, seeing the humiliation of Vali Maharaj. Previously it is said that many of Vali Maharaj's ministers and the Senapati, they came, what is going on here? He came as a beggar and doing like this. Our king is totally trapped, he got cheated. They came to fight. But how they can fight? Lord immediately call his force. This Vaikuntha force came and they beat like anything. Bali Maharaj said, go away, otherwise all of you will be killed. Get lost from here. So all Asura Senapati, they flew away from the area. And then Bali Maharaj arrested and chastised. Bali Prahlad Maharaj came. And he said a little too much. So he came and he was glorifying the Lord. He said, oh my Lord, I was thinking that I am the elevated devotee like that. But now I can see what type of mercy you are showing to my my grandson. For I can't imagine. Lord Maharaj glorified. Brahma came. He said, it's too much. So Brahma started to say something in between Vindhyavali, the queen, Vali Maharaj's wife. She came she was now, because she drink the Charanamrita, no? Now she is okay. She, in glorification, what she chastised to her husband. He was so up, egoistic. He is thinking that I gave my body to, this is mine, I gave my body for thoughts of this foolish, my husband is foolish, number one. He does not know that his body belongs to you too. It is not his property, it is your property too. In this way, Prahlad Maharaj and Vindhyavali, they were trying to pacify the Lord that Bali Maharaj is getting little mercy, it is too much, it should be released now. But Lord was in the temper, so Brahma came into picture now. So he is starting glorifying Lord. Oh Bhutapati, Bhut Bhavana, you are the Supreme Lord, you are everything, this, that. And this fellow has given everything. Whatever he had, whatever by his income, by his pious activity, whatever, even his own body he has given without any duplicity. This is one more point. Without any hesitation and without any mental duplicity or something. He has given everything to you. Even his guru was objecting, don't do, but he said, no, I will give. He gave everything totally. And after that, you are getting arrested, chastising, humiliating. Whatever you have done is too much now. Nothing will have, so he has given everything. Please release him now. So, Brahma is requesting Lord. And in this verse particularly, Brahma is giving an example. Oh my Lord, I know you. I know you are my daddy. I know your nature. What nature? I know if somebody without any duplicity, from his core of his heart, if somebody just offer some water with drubankura, with some grass and water, then you will become so happy, you will immediately send them to spiritual planet. And this Bali Maharaj, you will become so much pleased just by a simple water and grass, and he has given everything. In Trilokim, in the three planetary system, whatever is there, he has given to you, and still you are not satisfied. What is going on here? Brahma is saying, I know you. It's enough for you. Why you are not releasing him? Surely, Lord's Krupa is beyond imagination. Nobody can trace out what type of merciful Lord is. Nobody can trace out. Lord's nature is such that in Chaitanya Lila, it is said, when Aditya Acharya was trying to bring Lord down, he was doing many things, and he found one line in the scripture. Tulasi dala matrena jalasya chulukena va. If just a leaf, basically leaves tulasi dal, and chuluka is that is chuluka. Jalasya chulukena va. Tulasi dala matrena jalasya chulukena va. Vikriditam samatmanam bhaktabhyo bhaktavachalaha. You are so much compassionate, you are such a bhaktavachala, my Lord. You want to sell you out. You are selling yourself out just in exchange of a chuluka jala and a tulasi leaf. That's enough for you to sell yourself. And here this fellow has given everything in the three planetary system. Why still you are humiliating him? He is such a high post, he was king of Triloka, and now it's enough. Please, release him. So, Brahma became astonished by seeing the Lord. Why is not releasing, why is humiliating still? But, yes, just by giving a tulasi dal and a jala chuluka jala, a person can achieve spiritual planet. That is sure. But Lord wants to give some special mercy to Bali Maharaj. Nobody can imagine what type of mercy Lord is going to give. He is humiliating Bali in the whole arena in front of everybody. Why? and he is seeing the much bali surrender, the degree of surrender is there, the degree of compassion is there. And now Lord will say to Brahma, Brahma, don't worry, I know, I think you don't know, you only know one part. Yes, I am very compassionate, just by little water, some flower, some grass, I will become so happy. But here, because I want to give something special, it's not given to anybody till now in the history. Yes. And then Lord will tell from the previous verse after, he say, how my mercy is, the nature of my mercy is that if I become merciful to somebody, first thing I want to make him a beggar. This is my mercy. Yes. I'll take everything away from him. And if somebody will give everything without an hesitation, then the more you will give, the more I will become sold out. And in this case, we can see in Bali Maharaj's surrender, when Bali Maharaj gave everything, Lord took away everything, but after that became so pleased that he put his head on the Lord, in Bali Maharaj's head, and placed him in Sutala Loka. And told him that this planet of Indra, the Swargaloka, is not that superior to your loka. This Bila Swarga, this Patala Swarga, is much more glorious, much more opulent than this Swarga and the Ab. He told that this is much more opulent, and I am giving you. After giving this Bila Swarga, Sutala Loka, to Bali Maharaj, then he said, I will be with you as a security. Always, Bali Maharaj said, okay, whatever you gave, that no problem. I want to have you, I want to see you every day, I want to see you always. Now, okay, I'll be there at the gate. Whenever you want, I am there at the gate. We are having security department, we are having security, but they are doing 8 hours shift job. But here, Lord is signed to do 24 hours shift. 24 hours. If Bali Maharaj will come in night 2 o'clock, day 2 o'clock, morning, evening, he has to be there. He signed, I have to be there. 24 hour shift service he accepted. Such kind of mercy. So whenever Lord became angry, chastising, humiliating, beating, arresting, whatever he is doing, special mercy. Super mercy. That mercy nobody can understand. Nobody can understand in history till now. Even Prahlad Maharaj, even Brahma, there became an astronomy. What are you going to do? Why you are not releasing him? Then Lord said, because he will get something special. So Lord's mercy, if Lord is giving something, that is not that much mercy. Really mercy of Lord is his chastisement, his humiliation. If he is putting somebody into trouble, the more trouble devotee is accepting, that much trouble Lord is getting in his heart, and is making plan how I can make him happy, how can I give in return. I gave him so much trouble, but he's ready, he's suffering, he's not objecting. Lord is giving little more, it's too much. What he wants? That's why in Sudama, when Lord was there in Dwarkadhish, Sudama Brahmin, he was not going. He said, he's my classmate, and he's super king now, and I am a beggar. So his wife used to say, if your classmate is there, go and something, don't beg. If you go by seeing your poverty condition, he will give something. Please go here. No, I don't want to ask something from him. He is my friend. Then Susila, the wife, said, okay, you will not ask anything from him. Just go and have his darshan. Okay. For seeing him, I can go. And then he is my friend, I have to give some gift. And his wife begged some kind of rice, different color, different size,
baked rice, not one size, one quality rice. And he got, and he was taking this rice. And he was so much poverty stricken, Brahman, that he has one torn cloth, not washed properly, many places torn. And no shirt, no chappal, nothing. He walked for 100 kilometers. And there saw Dwaraka temple and all that. Anyway, so he went and Lord embraced him, accepted him, and washed his feet, so many things. And then Sudama is getting royal treatment there. And then Sudama is thinking, okay, I will not ask anything, but he will give. But when Sudama is sitting, his dhoti was in very difficult condition, it's not washed properly. Lord Krishna told Rukmini, he take the dhoti and give him another dhoti, nice dhoti. Wash it. So Rukmini took it for washing and he gave another cloth, new cloth. And that new cloth was with jewels, gems. And Sudama wore it. One night he stayed in Dwaraka. Next day, after breakfast, actually he was planning, I can stay Rukmini de Satyahama, Jambavati de Kem. He said, one. Only Rukmini's house, your guest, your friend is there, he should come to our house too. Krishna asked, they are also my queen, so if you want to have prasad in their house too, they are also my co-wife. So Sudama said, okay, no problem, one more lunch I can have in some other's house. And so then when he find out how many wives, he said, no. If all the wives came and I said one day, at least one million house, then finish, my wife will die there. So many wives you have. No. And one night is enough. I have to go. And Krishna said, yes, I have so many wives. If everybody asks for 1 meal, and you have to stay for 16,000 days at least. No. So he said, no, okay, I'll go. So Sudama said, at least he fed me lunch and fed me breakfast. I am a Brahman, he knows. So at least Brahman bhoj, some envelope, some dakshina I will give. And he was waiting. I will not ask, he will give something. No? That is enough for me. If he will not still give me anything, the dhoti has given. That's for me, for the lifetime I can. If I sell this dhoti, I can get maintenance for my lifetime. But when after breakfast Sudama is trying to come, so Krishna said, okay, you can go, no problem. I said, this is not your dhoti, na? Ask Rukmini, give my friend's dhoti to him. This is not his dhoti. He took away dhoti itself and didn't give any envelope even. Nothing he has given. From last moment, Sudama was expecting he will get something, gets him. Nothing he get. Krishna didn't give him anything. Sudama was thinking, why my Lord didn't give anything? He knows everything. Why didn't give? And he was thinking, he was so udar, this, that. But when he went in his village, so he's totally in wonder. What is this? He could not recognize his wife even. He could not recognize his house, his village. Krishna has hidingly given so much. One Vaikuntha planet he has given. This Brahman colony was now become Sudama Puri, Swarna Puri. Hidingly Krishna has given. Why? Why didn't he give in front? Everybody want, they should take photograph while I am giving envelope. But here Krishna didn't take any photograph with Sudama. He didn't give in front. But hidingly he has given. Why? Somebody asked Krishna, why didn't he give in the envelope something he had given in front? Now I was feeling so shameful, Krishna was telling. I was feeling so shameful. Why? Now how can give? This is the tradition in society, that if my friend is giving me 100 rupees in my party, then in his party at least I have to give 100 rupees. That is the tradition, isn't it? So whatever Sudama has given, that 4 palmful of rice, he has given both Brahman and Brahmani. They put everything, all their attempt, all their opulent, all their trial, everything they have given in these 4 armful of rice. they have put all their energy. If I will put all my energy, can I give? It is impossible, I can't give. Nobody can accept. It's unlimited. So that's why become same pool. Whatever he has given in comparison, I cannot give. So better I should give hidingly. I am feeling so same pool that I cannot give whatever he has given. So well, Lord's mercy is really beyond conception, beyond imagination. In Chaitanya Lila, one pastime is there. When Bhavananda Raya's son, Ramananda Raya's brother, Gopinath Patnaik, one time they were also very high post in government servant. So some tax they have collected but they have not deposited. So the government, they try to collect the tax and he has not deposited. 200,000 kahan, 2 lakhs something, not rupees, something. So from king side the collector came. Then Gopinath Munna said, I don't have now, so I will try to give whatever I have. So the king said, no, get. So in croak notice issued. He said, okay, croak notice, whatever I have now. We have some car, that time car was not there, 4-wheeler was there, horses. So I have some horses, you can take it in proper value. You can take it, so whatever balance I will pay you. So then, okay. So he had some horses. So then one prince, he knew how to recognize good horses, value them. So then that prince came and he had around 10-12 horses. So the prince had nice horses and that prince was devaluating them. And that prince had a kind of disease, he will always like this. You do like this. So but when he was devaluating these horses, then Gopinath Patnaik, he was a very high government officer, he said, why you are doing this, not properly valuating? My horses are not doing like this. And this is a prince, he got very much insulted. Why he is telling like this? And he became angry, complained to king and arrested the whole family. Gopinath Patnaik got arrested, his brother Baninath Patnaik got arrested, everybody, whole family got arrested, everything taken away from his house. When the croak, you know, and nowadays what is siege, his house got seized, everybody got arrested. And he ordered from the government that death punishment, Gopinath Patnaik, Baninath Patnaik, they have to give in, they have to be sentenced, murders. And devotees, they ran to Mahaprabhu. This Gopinath Patnaik unnecessarily getting humiliated, and they arrested Baninath Patnaik too, and they have put into the changa, they want to kill him. 3 times devotee came. Mahaprabhu said, why you are coming to me? Why you are coming? What can I do? He became honored and they say, if you people are really want to help him, why you are coming to me? You better pray to Lord Jagannath. He is powerful, kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum, samartham. He can do everything. So why you are not going to Lord Jagannath? But nobody want to go to Lord Jagannath. They know you are here. Lord told, better pray to Jagannath. Immediately, when Lord just pray, just say that you go to Jagannath, immediately one minister, Harichandan, he went to king. I said, this is not proper. Gopinath Patnaik is a gazetted officer. His whole family are so dear to you. Why your son is humiliating them and putting them into changa and to kill them? King said, I never told like that. I told, make something to collect our fund. Then immediately he should go to this spot and stop it. See, the Lord just pronounced, say, go to Jagannath, and immediately the action is happening there. That is the mercy. Gauranga Mahaprabhu became merciful here. 3 times the devotees ran to them and he became angry, and angrily also became merciful. They pray to Lord, if you want to save him, just he pronounced the word, if you want to save him, pray to Lord and he got saved. People are here, automatically the action is going on there. The Harichandani, one of the minister, he told to king, and king ordered already, go and release them. This is not proper. And after that, king Mahaprabhu asked, Baninath got arrested? No, yes, arrested. When he arrested and is put into prison, what he was doing? Now he saw he was chanting. You are chanting, they have taken bid bag even. Yes, nothing. But he is chanting, counting his finger. And when counting finish, he is putting one line in his body. Like that, counting his chanting. Lord became so pleased. Just by hearing this, he became so pleased, didn't say anything. In noon time, Kasi Misra, he came. Kasi Misra was Raj Guru. He came and Lord tell Kasi Misra, Kasi Misra ji, I will not stay here. I will go to Alarnath. Why? What happened? Lord was staying in Kasi Misra's house. The Radhakant Mata Gambhira belonged to Kasi Misra. It is his house only. He has given for Lord's residence. He said, what happened? My house, any problem? No, your house is very nice. But these people coming and troubling me, if something happened, this king is trying to collect his funds, Baninath and Gopinath, Sri Ramananda family, Bhavananda's family, they are taken and they are disturbing me. Kasi Misra said, really? They are coming and telling you? Okay. Don't worry, I will make arrangement. Nobody come and disturb you. Please be here. Kasi Misra become serious. The Lord has become angry. He want to go away from here, my house. Then he become little serious. And he went to his house. And it is rule of the king. Whenever the king will stay in Puri, he will definitely go in the noon time to his guru's house, Kasi Misra's house, to massage his guru's feet. That is the duty of the king. Any day, if he will stay in Puri, he used to stay in Katak. But if sometime he stays in Puri, without fail he will go to massage the feet of his guru in noon time. So the king was there, Prataputra, in Puri at that time. So he went to Kasi Misra's house to massage his feet. Kasi Misra said, don't massage my feet. You know that Mahaprabhu is going to leave Puri. He said, what? What happened? Why Mahaprabhu is going? Then Kasi Misra told these things. Oh, really? From this 2 lakh rupees, Mahaprabhu getting disturbed, these people, they complain him. Forget it. If somebody gave me Chintamani, then I don't care. I want Mahaprabhu's association. Forget this kingdom, forget this opulence. The king said to his guru, please go and somehow or other request him to don't go. I will immediately shut it out all the problems. I will not accept anything. I said, okay, no payment required. Then Kasi, no, Lord told, you can collect your things, but this proper thing should be done. Why they put the humiliating Gopinath and Baninath? The king immediately called Baninath and his son and Gopinath, and in front of everybody, he chastised his son, why he did like that. And he said, no need to pay anything. No need to pay anything. Forget. Forget all the loan. Forget all the loan, 2 lakh. And why you are not paying in time? Because you have some trouble. You need some more money. So he doubled the salary maintenance. Baninath Gopinath's salary get doubled. And he gave some more in charge, some more post, get promotion and salary double and finish. He doesn't have to pay the loan. That much. That is the mercy just by annoyed, getting annoyed Mahaprabhu. If we will do really mercy, then what happened? And the devotee Bhavananda family, Bhavananda Raya's family, they understood it. And Bhavananda Raya come all the way with all his sons He said, Mahaprabhu, this is only because of your mercy this thing happened. We never imagine. They are already in the Changa, means they are already government order passed. My house is seized, croaked, all the things are taken away. We are all arrested and both my sons were already in hanging position. They are going to hang. Within half an hour they will die. From that point, just by sitting in your bhajan kutir, you display some mercy in different way and immediately they get released. Everything, the loan is finished. We don't have to pay anything and they get high promotion and their maintenance salary got double just by little mercy of yours. This is the when any sincere devotee, when they see that devotees are getting humiliated, they will come to senior devotee, ask, please do something. So that is the symptom. Here also Prahlad Maharaj, Vindhyavali, Lord Brahma, they are coming to Lord. Oh, Bali is nice person, please, already enough. Please do something. This is your nature. You become so happy just by a little water, little flower, something. Why he has given everything now? Why you are not still happy? So, why Lord is not happy? Why he is becoming more angry? We cannot imagine. But one thing we can surely understand, if Lord will become more angry, then that more mercy is there. If less angry, then less mercy. The more punishment Lord is giving, then more compassion he is. More compassion. And here Bali Maharaj's case, he arrested Bali Maharaj. Right away cheated him. If any of us will be there, we will immediately, what is going on? He saw me sample and in a moment he changed his eyes. Is he right or cheating? Even now, when you are offering stuti to Vamandev, we are telling, Chalayasi Vikramane Vali Madhuta Vamanam. This is Chalana. This is right or cheating. We are also saying, oh my Lord, Supreme Lord, you are the supreme cheater. And we are praying, Lord, you are the supreme cheater. In Vali Maharaj, he went to his house as a beggar and took everything and chastised and arrested who are cheating. And not proper, you sow sample some size and take in another size. It's cheating. And still you are cheating. If Lord is cheating somebody, if Lord is punishing somebody, if Lord is becoming angry, anything Lord is doing, stealing, everything Lord is doing, that is so sweet, so nice. It is worth of glory, glorification. Madhuradhipate madhuram akhilam, akhilam madhuram. Everything, because madhuradhipate, he is so lovely. Anything he will do, even stealing, even chastising, even beating, even cheating, humiliating, whatever he is doing, it is so nice, so sweet. Madhuram madhuram madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Everything you do is so sweet, so nice. For years together we have to glorify it. Yes, this is Makhan Churila, we are glorifying. Oh my Lord, you are so nice thief. Your stealing is so nice. Your chastising is so nice. Your cheating is so nice. Chalayasi vikramane vali madhuta vamanam. Chalana. Even Lord is doing chalana. It is so sweet, so glorious. All the devotee, all the acharyas glorifying. Yes, yes, yes. You are the supreme cheater. Your cheating is so nice. Who is getting cheated? He is glorifying. And everybody who is looking, they are also glorifying. This is cheating. Even if he is cheating, stealing, killing, whatever he is doing, it is so sweet, so special. This is Supreme Lord. Who can understand it? Here, Brahma, he can't understand. Why Lord is not pacified till yet? He has given everything. But who knows what Lord is going to give? When Lord signed the agreement after humiliating Bali Maharaj and he accepted the post of security in the Bali Maharaj's gate, Lakshmi Vaikunteswari, He said, my Lord, he has not come back. He went. He didn't come back from the duty today. Waiting, waiting, waiting. No network because down, na? Pata, Bitala Lok. No network is catching there. Lakshmi is intense. He asks Naraji, what happened? Prabhuji is not come back. What happened since 1 week? Hey, he is in duty. What duty? 24 hour duty. What kind of duty my Lord is doing? Everybody is doing job for my Lord. What? Oh, Lord is doing security job. Hey? Security job my Lord is doing. Yes, 24 hour shift job. He can't come. Hey, how can he come? Now when he will get released, he can come. Now Brahma is praying, please release Bali Maharaj. And Lord himself cannot released by himself. He got so much bonded by love of Bali. He is there in security gate. Nara told, he said, he's there. Lakshmi said, how can I get my husband? And you go and see. Lakshmi Devi came herself and saw in security post Lord is sitting. He is doing his duty as security. He said, you have not come back, I am not getting leave. When you will get leave? Now go and ask. Ask the authority. Give leave application. If you get sanctioned, then I will come. Then Lakshmi Devi went inside. Because security allowed him to go, take pass and go and talk to Bali, he is my authority now. If he sanction leave, then I will come to Vaikuntha. Lakshmi Devi went, that is the mystery of Raksha Bandhan. And Lakshmi Devi requested Bali Maharaj, please, you be my brother, I am doing the Raksha Bandhan, please sanction some leave to the security. Bali Maharaj said, oh, you are also cheating. Your husband also cheated, you are also cheater. I didn't know you come as a sister and taking away my post, taking away my security. Please, please, please. No, 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 I am also alone. Then Lord said, oh, no problem, I can be there also, I can be here also. I can be everywhere also. This is Lord. This is Lord's mercy is so special, so sweet, that not even Brahma he can understand what to speak of us. But Lord is always merciful. Whenever he is cheating, chastising, humiliating, punishing, stealing, whatever he is doing, he is full of compassion and everything is so sweet and worth of glorification. Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes.
So, suppose somebody, devotee is like, always want to go back home, but you want to go, you want to go, if any, if it's then, like, they said, so you worship anybody, you go in that way. If somebody like to worship Paripara, they like to go to this knowledge. So, you can go and see that.
He will become more fortunate.
He does not the Lord also.
Yes. He will become more fortunate.
Thank you.
Because not only darshan of Bali, Prahlad is there too. Yes. She didn't know before, but when she got the opportunity to wash the Lord's feet and drink the Charanamut, then he got everything. The pen drive got downloaded there in heart. That is the mystery.
This was, she is the wife. She got more concerned about her husband. Yes. But the mystery really is that now Brahma, the even before Ganga, they get the Saranamata before Ganga's appearance. That is there. Yes. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki.